Gentlemen, gentlemen, let's get down to business.
Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Yeah, yeah, I can dig it, yeah.
Can you dig it?
Shining, 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 shining.
Welcome to the queue. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Mark Bland, and recently the caucuses in Iowa were held, and it was proven once again that the conservatives have no one of importance to care about at all. Evidently, drinking Mountain Dew can literally kill you, or just dissolve rodents. We will look into that. And of course, Andy Eckel is here. So let's get this bad boy started. What's going on, Andy? How you been?
I'm all right. A little sick. A little under the weather. Like it's like 50. I'm like 48.
You're around 48 on this whole situation here.
Yeah.
No big deal. All right. Well, let's talk about this Republican situation. The Iowa caucuses. We know you're a big time conservative, right?
Do we have to?
Yeah, we have to talk about this.
I'm
That's
a
what the Q is about. Well, listen. First off, for everyone out there, I want to say hello to our new home, iWatchRadio.com. You can always go to theqnow.com to get more information about the show as well as everything that we do here on the show. Also, we have a brand new call-in hotline. I can't see it all the way. Okay. 314-714-4200. That number again is 314-714-4200. If you want to call in, be a part of the show, ask us questions. You have a problem with what we're saying, I don't really care.
Yeah,
that's the whole
call.
Point of the show.
Call.
So, iWatchRadio.com, you can now see what we're talking about. That's exactly how this show works here. But it's the same great Q, as always, same great co-host, as always. So, Michelle Bachmann, the magical flightless wishbird willed into existence by thousands of liberal bloggers, is no more.
Yeah.
That's right. After a sixth place finish in the Iowa caucuses, Bachmann announced on Wednesday that she would be suspending her campaign and returning to her homeland, Quaddling Country in Oz. Bachmann had a strong start in the funnest person to blog about stakes last year thanks to a solid lead performance and star-making supporting turn from her husband Marcus, who is not gay, please stop asking, and before falling in the polls and becoming the go-to candidate for embarrassing videotapes. So you got that going for you. She had some embarrassing videotape confrontations with gay people, obviously. Marcus did like that. Doesn't really matter, because the fact that you even have to bring that up when you're trying to run for president of the United States is kind of ridiculous.
Andy, let me ask you a question.
What's up?
Who really cares about the caucuses? Let me make this real simple.
Well, but Rick Perry was there, Andy. Rick Perry.
I don't know who Rick Perry is.
Okay.
I don't really care.
Michelle Bachmann was there. She's now given up. Ron Paul was there. Ron Paul. He wants to legalize marijuana.
Okay, I like Ron Paul.
You like Ron Paul?
I like Ron Paul. No, look, here's what I want to know.
What would you like to know?
The president come 2036, 2040
right.
time frame is going to be in that era where everything was on Facebook.
Yes.
So this person who's running for president during that time ain't going to be able to hide from their past. So what I would like to see is I would like to see somebody who actually came in and said, you know what? This is my past. Deal with it. Yeah, I've done marijuana. Yeah, I snorted cocaine off of a call girl's butt before. You know, yes, I've done this. Yes, I've done that. Yes, I did time in jail for this. Yes, I've done that. Because it's all coming out eventually.
All right, let me.
It's like Herman Cain. Why couldn't he have just said, yes, I cheated on my wife? Sorry, family values. Not really my strong suit.
Now
does that make me a bad candidate for president of the United States?
Let me explain to you why these Iowa caucuses are important, okay?
Why?
Because basically what we've come to realize is that the Republicans and conservatives have absolutely no one of any substance whatsoever that they're going to be able to put up against Barack Obama. Barack Obama could literally go on a nightly drive to White Castles every single week for the next 8 to 9 months. Solid. Every single week. That's all he did. He doesn't have to pick up the phone and call anyone from another country or anything like that, and he'll still beat whoever they throw out there in front of them.
Yeah, because, more likely,
because
I agree with
these
you.
Caucuses are proving this.
I agree with you.
Oh, well.
I agree with you.
I'm amazed.
Now we're done with the caucuses.
You love Barack Obama, though.
I absolutely love Barack Obama.
He is fantastic.
Big-eared.
Nincompoop? Did you want to say nincompoop? I bet
I wanted to say something else, but... I'll leave it alone.
All right. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break here on the queue. All right. And when we come back from break, we're going to get into this the situation with a mouse.
Mouse.
And Mountain Dew. Do you know anything about Mountain Dew and mouses? Probably not.
No.
We're going to come back on the queue right after this. You're watching iWatchRadio.com.
Hey, Mr. Burns, you thought your money could buy you the world. I said, hey there, Mr. Burns, I happen to notice that you don't have a girl.
Yo, Smithers loves you, Burns. Why do you ignore him? You gotta keep up the rapport like it's too important. Instead of running away, you should move in toward him.
But you keep him at the border like the dude is foreign.
We know you're straight, dude. I really hate to say there's no way anyone else would date you. Straight out the gay scene, how do you face him? Knowing he wants to be your Malibu Stacy.
And all he ever wanted to do was spend a little time with you. Hey, Mr. Burns. Burns, you know you're worth more to him than all the money you spend. Hey, Mr. Burns. Hey, Mr. Burns.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Mark Bland.
Andy Eckel.
And Andy, sodas, mouses, call-in hotlines. We are on iWatchRadio.com. You are listening and watching The Queue. Call into our hotline, 314-714-4200. That number again is 314-714-4200.
Mouses.
Pepsi is being sued by a Madison County, Illinois man who claims he found a mouse in his Mountain Dew.
Really?
A mouse in his Mountain Dew, Andy. That is right. Ho-hum right. But wait. Pepsi came up with the greatest defense ever. Are you ready for this one? You'll never know you're drinking a mouse. A little backstory. In 2009, Ronald Ball says he bought a can of Mountain Dew from a vending machine at work. The soda made him violently ill, and he began throwing up, he claims. He poured the soda in a styrofoam cup, and, well, there was a mouse. Or so he says. And then... purported subterfuge. Ball also is claiming that when he called a telephone number on the can of soda to complain about the incident, they sent an adjuster to retrieve the mouse, but the company would not return the mouse until it had decomposed, ruling out additional testing by the plaintiff. So that happened, or it didn't, who really knows, but now the case has made its way to court. Okay. Americans are ripe for online scams.
Oh, boy.
Yes, while we all like to believe the majority of the country is stupid thanks to conservatives, it's a little embarrassing when we get solid proof.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Although less than surprising in some cases, ladies and gentlemen, the Ponemon Institute, which I don't even know if that's a real place. It looks like it's spelled Pokemon, but with the K changed to an N, Ponemon Institute and PC Tools held a study with 1,800 participants in the United States and discovered that only 47% were able to identify contests that ask a person's information as a scam, and that 55% of the participants would hand over their personal info at the completion of such a contest without question. Now, on the bright side, the Brits involved in the study didn't prove much smarter. Conversely, Australians proved least likely to be scammed. So, the least susceptible group. Are you ready for this? I think you're gonna jump on this. You ready?
Bring it.
The least susceptible group is men. Age range 56 to 65. Not you.
Not me.
Could be you. Someday.
Well.
Highest level of education, postgraduate.
That's never going to be me.
Not you. Regional location, Midwest. Okay, you already got that going for
this
you.
This guy.
That guy right there. Household income of 150 to 200,000.
That will never be this guy.
And a political affiliation is the Green Party. That just doesn't even make sense.
What the hell is the Green Party? I could have sworn it was red and blue.
Well, no. There's a party called the Green Party, and actually, I think...
Are those tree-loving hippies?
No. I think it was... the most famous one was the former governor of the state of Minnesota, Jesse the Body Ventura.
Ooh, the Mind.
Yes.
He's the Mind.
The Mind. Yes. Jesse the Mind Ventura.
Hey, I like Jesse Ventura.
Yes. The Ponemon Institute has deducted that if you're a 56-year-old guy who makes like 200 Gs, and you live in the Midwest, and you're part of the Green Party... You're not getting scammed on anything coming over from, like, Nigeria or anything like that.
Well, unless you're an idiot, you're not going to get scammed anyway.
Have you ever been scammed on any of that stuff? Have you ever been caught up in any of it?
Nope. I get the offers all the time.
I am kind of wondering, like, I would like to take up... I have an issue. You know what my issue is? My issue is that there's a guy from Nigeria that's hit me up, like, 5 different times. He owes me, like, almost $2.5 to $3 million, Andy. And he hasn't paid up one bit yet.
Well, that's because you haven't sent over the $30K to get to have.
All oh no, I did. Over. I did.
You did.
Well, I did.
Then you're an idiot.
No, I'm not. Because if I was an idiot, I would be susceptible. And susceptible people are women.
Yeah. Whoa. That's right.
Below 18 to 25.
Below 18 to 25.
From below 18 up to 25.
Well, how did
18 to 25? Okay, just say,
we'll
18,
say
to
18 to 25.
We'll just say 18 to 25 to make it
that's
easy.
That's when they're in the prime of their lives.
Highest level of education, less than a high school degree.
Yeah, it's because most dumb broads drop
regional
out.
Regional location, the Southwest. Interesting.
Mm.
I would have thought it would have been Alabama or Arkansas.
California, so basically like California, New Mexico area.
Are we talking about all these
morons that are on the Super Sweet 16 party that cry when daddy don't go buy them a Lamborghini?
No. They said Southwest. We're talking Albuquerque, New Mexico, Arizona, Vegas.
Okay.
Not so much Southern California. I mean, Baja maybe, but not as far up as LA and Newport Beach and all the rich people. And if you're a political, okay, first off, I love how they have it set up to where it says political affiliation. Independent, as if someone with no high school education who makes about 25 G's a year and is the age of 18 kind of knows exactly what political party they want to be a part of.
Even
I'm sure that there are a few out there. There are a few out there. No. Maybe. It's possible.
I doubt it.
Do
you really think an 18-year-old girl is going to sit there and be able to tell you what a Republican party is? What the difference between a Republican and a liberal
is? I don't know what
a Republican party is.
That was very good.
No.
That was fantastic.
Moving right along.
We are moving right along. Andy, you're single, right?
Yeah.
Single guy. Looking good?
Single as
he's a good-looking guy. Ladies and gentlemen,
314-714-4200.
You call this guy right now.
Call me up.
You call him right now. We'll set you on the queue. We will send you on a date with Andy.
No.
To the owl conservation place.
Oh, yeah. He's going to go
to the owl conservation place.
Monday.
Preferably on a Monday night between the hours of 8 p.m. and 10:30. Preferably. And you can tag along with him. And what we're going to do is we're going to set you up on a fine date with this gentleman right here. There is one caveat to this entire situation, though.
What's that?
You can't. You got to play words with friends.
No. No.
You don't play words with friends.
Nope, I don't play. I played words with friends for about 2 weeks. I played hanging with friends. Never. I don't do any other social media.
I love hanging with friends. I'm hooked on hanging with friends.
You know what I do play? I'll play like Euchre on Yahoo.
Euchre?
Yeah.
Is that even a game?
Yeah.
I thought it was a guy who hosted The Price is Right or something.
Bob Euchre, the Milwaukee Brewers announcer?
Oh, I'm sorry. The Milwaukee Brewers announcer.
The guy from Major League, just a bit outside. No,
just yeah.
Euchre is a game. It's kind of like Spades, only except it's only played with 9 through Ace, and it's. But I'll do that every once in a while.
You play Euchre.
Yeah, I'll play Euchre.
Do you think the people who play Euchre, if there's an 8 that gets thrown in there every once in a while, they're like, no, we can't have this.
No, because there's not.
Never an 8 that gets thrown in there. Maybe we should just run up to Euchre games randomly and just throw cards at people's tables, just to throw them off their game. Is it a big game? Like, is it really popular? Oh, by the way, speaking of...
I have no idea.
On the queue, Make sure you go to thecuenow.com. That is where you can find more information about this show, as well as past episodes, future episodes, anything you want to know about myself or any of the guests that I have on the show. Each week, brand new episodes. Thecuenow.com. You can see that up on your screen. Also, we are now on iWatchRadio.com. So we.
In case you're wondering, yes, we always look this tired. Because I am. I'm tired.
I'm not tired.
I'm very tired.
I have an open ping pong challenge, Andy.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
That is what is going on, ladies and gentlemen, now from here on out for 2012, Mark Bland's Open Ping Pong Championship Challenge. That's right. All year long, you can go to thecuenow.com. You can contact me directly one way or the other. You can go to mailthecueshow@gmail.com. Mailthecueshow@gmail.com. That's another way to get a hold of us. You can hit me up on Facebook. You can hit me... You can hit me up pretty much anywhere you want to. I'm willing to take my years, and I mean years of experience, and put it on the line. And no, you won't kick my ass. No one will kick my ass because I have years of experience. I don't play it like you do at your little beer parties and stuff like that. I'm more than willing to put my ass on the line.
Seriously?
To prove everyone that I'm the greatest ping pong player in St. Louis. And maybe the Midwest.
So we're going to call eventually, you Forrest Gump.
You can call me Forrest Gump. You call me whatever you want to call me. I don't even care. I don't even care what you call me. Call me whatever you want. But the challenge is open to anyone else. All you have to do is let me know where you would like to play. We can either play, you know, table tennis association rules, which is up to 11. We can play, you know, basement rules up to 21.
Are you serious right now? Are you serious?
I am dead serious, man.
Just stop.
No, seriously. I'm just saying, like, listen. Anyone out there, okay?
Seriously.
You dude, play fake football. You play fake football and you're telling me I'm not serious. At least I have to get off.
Fantasy football.
At least I have to get up off the couch.
Other people.
At least I have to get up off the couch to swing the paddle at least once.
No,
to swing
don't.
The paddle at least once.
See, exactly.
Fantasy football
Bam.
Does not rock.
Yes, it does.
Take that off my screen. That is ridiculous.
Fantasy football is way better than
no, fantasy football is for lazy people that couldn't make it. It's like those who can't teach kind of thing. That's what fantasy football is. Though, I finally...
Can't teach what?
They just teach in general. Like those who can't pull it off, they teach whatever it is. Yes. How about this? You're always about...
So you want me to be a head coach?
Wait. You're always about taking this whole fantasy football thing to the next level. You're a big fan, right?
What do you mean?
Hold on, listen to me. Hear me out.
Okay, go.
You're a big fan, right?
Yes.
How about next year, I enter into the fantasy football? Maybe you and me just have our league on the side, just you and me. Every week, we'll go heads up against each other. And we'll see who at the end of the season has a better situation. We'll see who ends up winning the most games. Heads up, whole season.
Seriously?
Dead serious.
You really want to do this?
Yeah. We could even do it on the iWatchRadio.com league. Maybe I'll start at thecuenow.com league. Maybe we'll do all kinds of things. Does it matter?
Boy.
I got storm clouds. I can do whatever I want with storm clouds. Look at that. Yeah, you, me. One-on-one, heads up. You willing to accept the challenge, or are you just going to sit here on camera and just puss out?
Yeah, I'll do it.
You'll do it,
I'll do it one-on-one, me and you.
You can even get your buddy Frank involved. You can be like, hey, Frank, I got another side league so we can all jump in. And then you got two people that
do
can beat me.
Do you understand how ridiculously high-scoring that league would be?
Do I really care? Because it's a week-to-week, one-on-one game. As long as I beat you that week, that's a notch on my belt. And at the end of the season, if I got 9 notches and you got 6, too bad. You lost.
I lost.
I'm the king.
Yep.
And then I'll beat you in ping pong in your front room.
I like playing ping pong with my ping pong paddle.
All right.
Which everybody knew was a lie because I really like my own.
Kudos to Words with Friends for having their first... marriage. That's right. I said it. Their first marriage. The lucky word nerds are Megan Lawless and Jasper Jaspers. Wait.
Jasper?
His name Jasper? Is Jasper Jaspers.
Jasper?
No. Jasper Jaspers.
Seriously? Let me see this.
Yeah. Look at his last name. Jaspers. Jasper Jaspers. Are you serious, man? Your parents named you twice? Okay.
Jaspers?
They were random opponents who started having basic conversations and eventually actually met in person. Weird. And now they're married, so good for them. Lawless, 32, and an uptown resident, was playing Words with Friends in 2009 with only one person, a friend who left for Thanksgiving vacation.
Aw, tears.
She was out of town and not playing as quickly as I wanted her to, Lawless said. So I randomly hit her. So I hit a random opponent. Jaspers, 31, was the user on the other end of that random match. They slowly began to chat, And with a hi and a hello, their first simple exchanges on Jasper's birthday, they started talking a little more, eventually emailing and Skyping Andy.
Wow.
After a few months, they decided to take the plunge and meet. They were soon engaged and got married a year later in July of 2011. We wish them a long and happy marital bliss stuff. No, we don't.
And now,
you met on Words with Friends. See,
now,
that's kind of cocky
now,
and weird.
Now on Match.com, it's going to say 1 in 5 relationships start on Match.com. 1 in 1 million relationships starts on Words with Friends.
How long before, and this is my honest question, how long before one of them gets on Farmville, starts spending money out of the bank account that they have together, and turns into a situation that the internet, like, makes them break up? How long do you think? Years?
No.
Weeks? Months?
Months.
Think about that. We're going to take a quick break here on the queue, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, Abraham Lincoln, zombies, put them together, and that's what we're going to be talking about.
Awesome.
You're listening to the queue. We'll be back right after this.
You've got your sunrise. You caught a prize. You're mating your Johnson. Party nights, summer whites. You, your friends, and your Johnson. Rooster tails, water trails. You, your kids, and your Johnson. Saturday nights, distant lights. You, your girl, and your Johnson.
You and your Johnson, a way of life for over 50 years.
Welcome back to the queue. Caught me off guard on that one. Abraham Lincoln, zombie fighter. Could happen, Andy.
Yes, that would be awesome.
The Asylum, the studio behind my many mockbusters, including the Almighty Thor, I Am Omega instead of I Am a Legend, 2010's Moby Dick, Three Musketeers, the other one, Battle of Los Angeles, the other one, Titanic 2, I don't even know if that existed. Just threw that in there for fun. Now they're prepping a ripoff of Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. Now, have you heard about Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter?
I believe so. I think
that is a legitimate movie. Legitimate movie that is coming out very soon. And so Asylum, the Asylum version, will pit Abraham Lincoln against zombie Confederates during the Civil War, which actually sounds kind of interesting because the Civil War had a lot of dead people. Zombies could come out of that. Historically accurate, so historically accurate, in fact, that they sent out a casting call with photos of the Lincoln family, John Wilkes Booth, and Stonewall Jackson attached so agents could know they mean business. When you're going to have a guy in a stovepipe hat killing Confederates, you definitely want to make sure that, you know, he's wearing the correct stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you don't want Abraham Lincoln wearing a, you know, New York Yankees hat, do you?
Of course not.
Actually, that would be kind of funny, though. Think about it. If he, like, came back from the future, like, somehow he got frozen in time and then came back from the future, and he was obviously a Yankee, you know, fighting with the North, he could wear the Yankee hat. He could have started it. Dude, Abraham Lincoln could be the OOG.
Okay. The casting call also calls their John Wilkes Booth character part of the new Secret Service.
Awesome.
So he's not a part of killing Abraham Lincoln anymore. Now he's a part of the Secret Service working with Abraham Lincoln.
No. No. That's just not going to work.
So if Abraham Lincoln is fighting hordes of Dixieland zombies isn't your thing, the Asylum is also prepping other designer and poster movies of this year's blockbuster, including Grimm's Snow White and American Battleship, which is like 300% more patriotic than the original Battleship that's coming out this year.
I don't even know what Battleship is, and I've never heard of Grimm's Snow White. Are we talking World or is that like the Grimm Red Riding Hood?
Yeah, well, no, yeah, like Snow White and the Huntsman that's getting ready to come out, or the other Snow White. There's like 3 Snow White movies. All getting ready to come out this like spring and
are they all going to have midgets in them?
I don't know if they're going to have midgets. I don't even know if they're going to have any midgets at all.
They should. The story Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
I would agree. I agree. I completely agree.
Of course, in this day and age, it will be politically correct, and it will be Snow White and the Seven vertically challenged people.
Yeah. Vertically challenged.
Or it'll be Snow White and the Seven fidgets, small people.
The fidgets. Small peoples.
Small people.
We don't have a problem with them. Not here on the queue. QNOW.com. Go check it out.
Nope.
You're an online gambler sometimes. You love your cards.
Well, I'll play poker, but I never got into the actual... I only deposited like $300 once, got it up to about $1,000, then lost it all. It was nothing big. It was nothing you know, that made or break me, but I know a lot of people that deposited a lot of money and would actually win a lot of money. I'm talking.
But unfortunately, they're not allowed to play anymore.
Yeah, a couple hundred dollars a day, and
they're not allowed to play anymore.
Nope.
Well, guess what? You just got a big gift.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you did. Congratulations, American gamblers. Yes. You'll probably be able to place bets on the internet again soon thanks to a big retreat by the Justice Department that leaves most online gaming decisions to the states. The feds reversed their earlier interpretation of the Wire Act of 1961 in which they held that the act prohibited all forms of internet gambling in the U.S. The Justice Department has now written in response to request for clarification from New York and Illinois that it believes the Wire Act only forbids online sports betting and that states can legalize online gambling within their own borders. Some experts believe that states could even enter into compacts with one another to allow interstate online gambling. This is quite a Christmas present. It's really a major decision, the Whittier Law professor told the New York Times. So there you go.
Bovada.com.
No,
you know what is?
We don't give free promo to people. No Bovadas.
I don't know what a Bovada is,
maybe,
but you can still go to the sportsbook.com in Missouri and still bet on stuff. And I'm talking about every single aspect of every single game. Like,
now,
we're talking
careful.
Over under on how many yards people will throw.
Be careful.
Why? I'm not endorsing them.
No, don't expect a big comeback from Full Tilt Poker anytime soon.
I'm back.
No. The first result of this decision will be state governments settling up their own online betting operations and replenishing their depleted bank accounts with the proceeds.
Yeah.
So the chances that you're going to be able to bet on off-track betting over at Fairmount Park or something like that is probably a stronger bet. Or, you know, I'm amazed that they haven't taken the by the way, did you hear the story about the lottery?
Yeah, lottery tickets are going up to $2.
Bullshit!
Bull-poo!
No. Bullshit.
Poo.
We no, this is ridiculous. Okay, first off, I have a serious issue with this. On the queue, this show is designed for moderates and liberals. We love our conservative brethren. This guy. But, with that being stated, because I want anyone to be able to call in at any time, 314-714-4200. You can always speak your mind. We won't kill you like Bill O'Reilly or anybody like that.
No, not a Bill O'Reilly guy.
The truth is, I think that it's greed. It's serious greed. Because right now, as it stands, tickets are $1. You can go buy as many as you want. If you want to go spend $10,000 right now on tickets, you can.
Yeah.
You get 10,000 tickets. Now, they're going to bump this to $2 a pop. Now, you got two different sides of people. You got the people like me who, when the pots get big enough, that's when we decide to jump, maybe go get a ticket or two.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you got your week-to-week people who have their set aside $100 or $200 with their numbers in their little folders. You know what I'm saying? They're the ones who go in. You think that those people that have their $200 set aside already in this economy are going to jump that to $400 to offset that extra dollar per ticket that they're going to play? No. What they're going to do is they're going to just buy half as many tickets. You're still only going to get $200. They're just only going to get 50 numbers. You see my point? Or they're just going to get 100 numbers as opposed to the 200 numbers they were getting before.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to go, oh, well, now I need to bump up and get $400 worth of tickets. No. They're just going to say, well, I can only physically afford $200. Just like a lot of people, they have like some sort of, what would you consider that? Like an allotment.
Yeah, basically an allotment to go buy lottery tickets. Well, here's the problem, though.
And then it's going to push more people.
I don't have an issue with this.
Here's the problem.
It brings up bigger jackpots.
What about this, though? What about the people like me? Okay, like I said, so only when there's a big jackpot am I jumping? Am I even doing anything close to this?
Okay.
But sometimes I'm in the little quickie mart or whatever. Right.
Bro,
I'm sitting there.
Yeah.
Apu. Not a Hamapilapata or whatever his name is.
The Hasapina Petalon?
Yeah, that guy. Yeah. He's behind the counter. He's wanting to sell me some quickie. No, it's not racist. That's his name. I can't help that that's his name. What do you want me to do?
That's true. Now, are we in Springfield?
Yeah, sure.
So who are you?
Sure, we're up in Springfield, Illinois, or Springfield, Massachusetts, where the show said it was from.
Okay. No, they did not. Actually, they said they went to a corner by Springfield and they could see the four states that connected, which was like Pennsylvania, Colorado, Illinois and something else. It was basically like all the states that have a Springfield, and yeah, it was pretty interesting. But
you're killing me.
So who are you? Who would you be? Are you Milhouse?
I am Milhouse. I'm Milhouse's dad. Hey, good neighbor. Is that the guy?
No, that'd be Flanders.
I'm Flanders.
Flanders is?
I don't even know. Stupid. I don't even watch The Simpsons. I don't even watch The Simpsons.
It's still fun.
Okay, so.
All right, anyway.
Back to your point. I'm sitting up there at the Quickie Mart, and I got an extra buck or two in my pocket. Sometimes I'm willing to maybe like, oh, hey, why don't you give me a quick pick on the Powerball type thing. But now that it's up to $2, I know that doesn't seem like a lot, but it's $2 that I have to get out. If I only got a buck in my pocket or an extra buck, I'm not going to buy that extra lottery ticket. So that's one less person who's buying.
You know what? Here's the problem. It's an addiction just like anything else.
I think it's going to hurt these people.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
How cheap do you remember cigarettes being?
I remember working at a Huck store in the St. Louis area and selling packs of Marlboros for $1.98 plus tax.
That's a pack.
Per pack.
Per pack.
That was Marlboros too. That was high-end Marlboros.
Now, when you did that,
I think it was $1.68 for GPCs.
Yeah, and when you were smoking, okay, mm-hmm. and they were that cheap.
Right.
Everybody and their brother said the same thing. I'm not going to buy them when they get up to $5 a pack. Guess what? $5 a pack. Guess how many people have quit because it's $5 a pack? Not that many.
Oh, that's true.
It's the same thing. People are going to sit there and complain and bitch and moan about, oh, it's $2 for a Powerball pick. I can only pick 10 numbers instead of 20.
Now, what do you guys think out there? 314-714-4200. Call us. Let us know what you think about this lottery situation. Is that extra dollar per ticket going to make you change your mind? Is it going to make you decide to not play the lottery, whether it's Mega Millions or Powerball or whatever it is? Is that just going to change your mind? Or are you going to be just as much? And if I could get someone who actually plays the lottery on a week-to-week basis, one of the fans out there of the queue, I know you're watching, give us a call, 314-714-4200. Let us know. Let us know what you think. You can see the phone number right there on the screen. So, and if you're listening to this on the podcast, don't call that number. It's probably like Wednesday night. It's Wednesday night right now, but it's probably like Tuesday morning or Thursday. What are you doing?
I'm trying to figure.
Leave that
little pointer finger.
No, leave that lady's house alone. That's her apartment right there. That's her apartment, and you leave it alone. Okay.
Like Godzilla.
We're just playing with the Chiron right now. That's all we're doing. The New York Times has a 5-point plan for fixing college sports. Are you a big college sports fan?
No.
You don't like the college sports?
Nope. Not. I will watch March Madness. I will watch the BCS bowl game if I don't think it's horse crap, which I think this year it is. I think it should have been Oklahoma State. Do you think
they should go to a playoff?
Yes, I do. Because I think Oklahoma State should have played Alabama to find out which one plays LSU. I absolutely agree. Because they have the same record, and you cannot tell me that because you come in and have one bad game that makes you not eligible to compete for the national title. That's crap.
Well, that's what happened to Hawaii a few years ago when they were undefeated completely, but because they're not a big name, they didn't get in the championship.
Exactly. I think it is crap because, you know, are you going to tell me that the Green Bay Packers aren't the most dangerous team in the NFL right now because they lost to the Kansas City Chiefs a couple weeks ago? Or, I mean, are you really going to tell me that? Because I'll sit there and point out 15 reasons why they are. Including Matt Flynn threw for 480 yards and 6 touchdowns.
Would you just get off of their nuts?
Hey, dude.
I'm a Packers fan
through and through. I bleed green and gold. And,
yeah, why do you live in St. Louis then? I don't even like the Rams, but I live here.
Because it's cold in Wisconsin.
Well, that's a good point.
And I hate cold.
And you hate beef brisket. Well, you love beef brisket. No, you just hate having it for Thanksgiving.
Consistently.
Consistently for Thanksgiving.
And over and over.
So what do you think about this? Well, since you don't know nothing about this, I was going to bring up something about the New York Times Magazine had something about the 5 elements to fixing college sports. Man. But why talk about that when we can definitely talk about the Rams?
Let's talk about the Lambs.
That's right. Steven Spagnuolo. He's gone. Bill Devaney, general manager. Gone.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Lots of people out there looking for head coaches.
Two architects of this most recent era of Rams football were both fired this past week. It should come as no surprise to anyone, really, considering that the team looked like what the team looked like on the field. A 2-14 record isn't going to earn anyone much in the way of praise, but it's really the 10 victories in 3 years which sealed the fate of the head coach and the general manager.
Well, yeah, it was 7 of them coming in 1 year.
So now the search begins for the next man to fail in turning around this morbid franchise, with Jeff Fisher getting the most of the press. Meanwhile, those of us in sports writing business are left to figure out the answers to the most pressing question left in the wake of these moves. What went wrong? So, Andy, that's where we're at.
That's where we're at, yep.
What went wrong with the St. Louis Rams? Was it the fact that St. Louis is on the list, number 8 of the drunkenest?
No. Drinkiest? I think it's got a lot to
number do with 5 in the saddest cities in the United States?
No, I think it's got a lot of the fact to do that they screwed their drafts up for the past.
I don't know. Bradford was a good pull. Bradford was a good pull. I just think.
Aside from Bradford, they've screwed up their draft picks every single year. They're going to do it again this year. I guarantee it. I guarantee you they're going to screw up their draft picks. We do not have a true deep threat receiver. Now, on the flip side of that, I will say this. Bradford has now had 3 different offenses in 3 different years.
Okay.
Oklahoma, his rookie year, and then this year. Okay. And this year, he didn't have any kind of time to work out at camp because of the lockout.
Right.
All right. So you have him come in his rookie year and learn something completely different from Oklahoma, where he was at for 4 years.
All right.
All right. And he goes 7-9 and plays for the NFC title.
That's true.
They would have gotten their ass kicked in the wild card game against the Saints anyway. But actually, they might not have, considering.
Okay, get to your point.
Anyway, then you have Josh McDaniels come in and redo the offense, and he has to learn new plays and everything like that, and it's just.
So who do you think they should get?
They need to build. First of all, they need to get Oklahoma State's. No, they need to get Oklahoma State's wide receiver, Blackburn, or
okay.
Blacksmith.
All right, fair enough.
As their first pick, because we need a true downfield deep threat receiver. See?
Don't worry about that guy. We're busy doing the queue right now.
And
stop worrying about him.
Oh, don't worry about that guy.
Yeah, don't worry about that guy. That guy doesn't even know what he's doing.
But then other than that, we need to start getting some offensive players. And I'll tell you what, if we don't want to go for the number 2 pick overall, what we need to do is trade for the number 2 pick for either a veteran wide receiver, and I'm talking about a good veteran wide receiver, and an offensive
lineman. Do you think a Terrell Owens would have worked?
No.
You don't think it would have worked?
No. That would have just given me another reason to hate the Rams. I completely dislike Terrell Owens. I hate Terrell Owens almost as much as I hate the Patriots. Almost as much as I hate the Patriots.
I think that the Rams should invest in the idea personally because, you know, I do follow sports. I know a little bit about the Rams and professional football.
T.O.
All that. I think that they should honestly invest in the idea of Mike Martz again. Look at it.
No, you should. No. Offensive coordinator only. Steve Spagnuolo, defensive coordinator only.
So who do we get as a head coach? You need someone who's well-rounded.
Jeff Fisher, there you go. There's your answer. If we can't get him, I don't know who he is.
If you can't get the guy you beat in the 99 Super Bowl, then guess what?
Exactly.
Who can't you get?
Exactly.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here on the queue, and when we return, letters from the listeners. Yes! We love letters from the listeners.
That's my favorite part.
We'll be back on the queue right after this.
Sometimes something beautiful happens in this world. You don't know how to express yourself, so you just got to sing. A girl let me do it, it literally just happened. Having sex can make a nice man out the meanest. Never guess where I just came from, I had sex. If I had to describe the feeling, it was the best. When I had the sex, man, my penis felt great. And I called my parents right after I was done. Oh, hey, didn't see you there, guess what I just did. Had sex, undressed, saw her boobies and the rest. Was sure nice of her to let you do that thing. Nice of any girl ever. Now sing.
I just had sex.
Doesn't really make sense, but man, screw it. I ain't one to argue with a good thing. She could be my wife, that good. The best 30 seconds of my life. I'm so humbled by a girl's ability to let me do it. Cause honestly, I'd have sex with a pile of manure. With that in mind, the soft, nice smelling girl's better. But she let me wear my chain and my turtleneck sweater.
So this one's dedicated to them girls that let us flop around on top of them. Yeah, the hero far with a shoulder.
Get out of watch.
Doesn't matter.
have been a racist.
Doesn't matter,
she put a bag on my head.
Still count, I just had.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the queue. Mark Bland, Andy Agger. We're about time for us to get out of here on the queue this week. But it's time for listener email. Andy, we got about 5 minutes to knock this bad boy out.
Okay, wait. Are these going to be like the love line questions?
Oh, yes. Every single week I get a new batch from mailtheqshow@gmail.com sent to me from our lovely listeners, all thousands upon thousands and gajillions and dozens of them. They come back and they talk to us.
Windows.
And,
Windows.
Here's
Windows.
Check it out. Dear Mark, love the show and you are hilarious. I hope so. I have I have a very interesting problem. So I saw my ex, who I still love, at a coffee shop. Oh. We broke up 3 years ago, Andy. Being nice, I said hello. He turned around and looked at me and said, "Thank God I broke up with you. You look like a hot mess." Before getting up and walking out with his model girlfriend. I am extremely offended, but everyone is telling me not to be. What do you think?
Okay. I know who the guy is.
It's not you.
That was Jesse Finney.
It was... Whoa. There was no need for that.
Yes, there was.
There was no need for that. We love Jesse Finney, actually. Actually, you know, I don't think you should be offended. It's been three freaking years since you were been with this guy. And, yeah, maybe the situation kind of went south. Maybe it didn't go well the last time. So whether it was his fault or your fault or whoever's fault it was, doesn't really matter. Maybe the fact that you guys are not together anymore is the reason why he says things like that. Maybe he still holds some type of a grudge towards you from back in the day. I don't know.
Or maybe he was just really a feminist hygiene product.
Possibly.
I mean, that's what that breaks down to. Okay, dude. Look, there are women in my life that I absolutely despise with every ounce of my being, but I'm not that big of a Richard to them.
You'll be nice. So this guy's just a
dude,
tool.
I mean, yeah. Like,
okay, all right. It has been 3 years. I can agree with that.
Dude, really? What the hell kind of grudge do you have to hold? Did you walk in on her like you having a three-way with your little brother and your father or something?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, what could you have possibly done to piss him off so much?
All right, let's move on. So I work for a large retail box store, and being Christmas, we deal with a lot of returns.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I refused a customer a refund because there was nothing wrong with the item, and she didn't have the packaging.
Okay.
I then watched as she and her son rummaged through a public bin for the packaging. When I refused her again, she called me an effing idiot and asked to talk with my manager. The manager took the return, put me on vacation until further notice. I am losing money right now and need to pay my bills. What recourse do you think I have?
Go put an application in at McDonald's.
Yeah, I think you're kind of screwed on the situation here. I mean, you try to do the best you can. If the manager's going to be a tool about the situation and take it back regardless. But then again, it is the day after Christmas. You're going to get a lot of returns.
Was that the day after Christmas?
Yeah, I guess it was the day after Christmas. I got this email about a week and a half ago, so it had to have been close to Christmas.
Whatever's clever, dude.
Yeah.
It really don't matter.
But I think you did right. There's nothing wrong with it and the person's just trying to get one up over on you. I think you're doing great by trying to stop it, you know, trying to protect the company a little bit. I can't knock you for that.
Absolutely.
But, all right, last one.
Last
listener. I know it goes fast. Here. Mark, this show is awesome. I like the fact that you try to entertain us and not beat us over the head with politics. Good call.
Very good call.
Although, you can get politically boring...
Yes.
Bad call.
Yes, you can.
Most shows are great. I have a problem and it really bothers me. I was hanging out at a friend's house and he was asleep. I just got onto his computer to download some music, check my email, Facebook, you know. And I discovered that someone has been downloading child porn on the computer. It has to be my friend. He's the only one who uses this computer and he's on it all the time. I don't want to make him uncomfortable and jeopardize our friendship by confronting him about it. He's my oldest and longest friend. But kiddie porn is pretty serious. If it is him checking out the baby banging, there is a tactful way I can encourage him to get help before he turns into downloading these sick movies to making them. As his old friend, is it better for me to forget what I saw? Please let me know what you think I should do. This happened over a week ago, and I don't know how to handle it. That's a serious one. We got a guy who potentially has a knack for perverted child pornography.
You're looking at a serious, serious offense there. And you know what? As much fun as I like to have on this show, there's a couple things that I don't like to joke about. And that's definitely one of them.
Of course.
So what I would do is confront him and just basically balls up and say, listen, dude, here's the deal. While you were asleep, I got on your computer to check a few things out. I saw some stuff that made me seriously uncomfortable. And you need to go seek some kind of help, because if you seek some kind of help, you'll be fine as long as it's just downloading it.
Now, would you put a kibosh on the friendship? Would you be like, until you get some help for this, I don't think I can hang out with you?
No, but I can guarantee you I would not be seen at his house. I would not be seen around out in public with this dude, because you are looking at it becoming an affiliate of you know, basically a guilty by association is what I'm looking for. You know, that's sick. I mean, that's just plain out, flat out sick. I mean,
all right.
You know, if it was... Very
I agree with Andy on
very
all this,
hypothetical
by the
situation.
Way.
If it was me over at his house on his computer and I saw that, it would there'd be a very serious talk, because I actually have balls and I'm a man and I will sit up and stand up for my opinion. And as a matter of fact, it would have probably happened as soon as I saw it. So,
all right. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
that's just sick.
That I agree with Andy on all that. There's nothing better to say about that.
So,
I mean,
yes,
you got a situation with child pornography. It needs to be taken care of and handled.
Confront him.
Obviously, you should confront him, and you need to handle it in a very mature manner. You know, don't turn this into some slap fest for no reason whatsoever.
No.
But you have to be very, very cautious, and you have to be careful about how you handle yourself in the situation.
Yeah.
So, all right, ladies and gentlemen.
Tell him to look for some help, and he'll be good.
That's going to do it for us here on The Q this week, this episode. I want to thank Andy Eckel, first off and foremost. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight, sir. TheQNow.com, go there for past episodes, future episodes of the show, to check out the live feed each week. Anything that has to do with The Q, that's where you go to find out about it. If you want to become a sponsor on the show, we have a button there on the new website. It's coming together right now, very quickly, so be prepared for that. But TheQNow.com, that's where you find out all the great stuff about this show. I want to thank iWatch Radio for hosting the stream on this show each and every week. Please be on the lookout for the new website. It's going to be sweet. It's going to be super, super sweet, like Hooters.
Sweet.
Like the Hooter Owls things. The owls that have...
Dude, really? You just blew it.
The owls. Hooters. I love owls. Nice set of Hooters there. And if you'd like to donate to the show, email me at themailtheqshow@gmail.com. We'll let you know how you guys can handle that. That's going to do it for this week on The Q. My name is Mark Bland. That guy over there is Andy Eckel. We'll see you guys next time on The
Deuces.
Q.
Absolutely.
Cause the safe is not so safe. The piggy bank got legs and feet and can't get up and walk away. Shouting with my southern drawl, awkwardly I spray like the backside of a skunk in the stash house with the pump.
It's the whip in my lap at all times, and the lag from Atlanta to Savannah. Can a nigga stop that?
Not when God got his hands on me. Only the strong survive, and the weak minded are falling by the wayside. They try, but we shall overcome and succeed. Indeed.